News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, Gaston Browne, has said that fugitive diamantaire Mehul Choksi might have taken his girlfriend on a romantic trip to Dominica and got caught, Antigua newsroom reported on Sunday. Choksi, wanted in a ₹13,500 crore bank loan fraud case, was on Tuesday night, local time, detained in the Caribbean island nation for illegal entry after his mysterious disappearance from neighbouring Antigua and Barbuda. He was apprehended after an Interpol yellow notice was issued against him by Antigua and Barbuda. He was reported missing by his family members and lawyer Vijay Agarwal after he went for dinner in his car in Antigua and Barbuda on Sunday and didn't return. Earlier, purported pictures of 62-year-old Choksi surfaced in Dominica, which showed him with red swollen eye and bruises on his hands. Choksi has alleged that he was abducted from Jolly Harbour in Antigua and Barbuda by policemen looking like Antiguan and Indian and taken to Dominica. Choksi and his nephew Nirav Modi are wanted for allegedly siphoning ₹13,500 crore of public money from the state-run Punjab National Bank using letters of undertaking. While Modi is in a London prison after being repeatedly denied bail and is contesting his extradition to India, Choksi took citizenship of Antigua and Barbuda in 2017 using the Citizenship by Investment program before fleeing India in the first week of January 2018. The scam came to light subsequently. Both are facing a CBI probe. The southwest monsoon is likely to make an onset over Kerala by June 3 after a delay of 2 days, the India Meteorological Department said on Sunday. IMD Director General M. Mohapatra said there is a cyclonic circulation along the Karnataka coast which is hindering the progress of the southwest monsoon. However, SkyMet Weather, a private forecasting agency, said monsoon has already arrived in Kerala. SkyMet's President of Meteorology, G.P. Sharma, said it is a very weak onset this year. The private body had earlier predicted that monsoon will make an onset over Kerala on May 30. The southwesterly winds could strengthen further gradually from June 1, resulting in likely enhancement in rainfall activity over Kerala. Hence, the monsoon onset over Kerala is likely to take place around June 3, the IMD said. Due to strengthening of lower-level southwesterly winds, fairly widespread rainfall activity with isolated heavy falls are very likely over northeastern states during the next 5 days. The normal onset date for the monsoon over Kerala is June 1. This marks the start of the 4-month rainfall season for the country. Earlier this month, the IMD had predicted the arrival of monsoon over Kerala by May 31, with an error margin of plus or minus 4 days. On Sunday morning, the IMD in its daily bulletin said the onset of the monsoon over Kerala was expected to be around May 31. However, by afternoon it said the onset is expected to be by June 3. Sharma said all the IMD parameters are fulfilled to declare the onset of southwest monsoon over Kerala. In the absence of any major monsoon trigger, the onset may be slightly mild. Conditions are favourable for its further advancement to more parts of the South Peninsula and East Central Bay of Bengal. Timely progress is expected over Northeast India, Sharma said. Mohapatra said the depth of westerlies is not as much as it is expected, plus the rainfall parameters remain unfulfilled to declare the onset of monsoon over Kerala. Monsoon is expected to be normal this year. A former ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday said he would seek to form a coalition government with the Israeli leader's opponents, taking a major step towards ending the rule of the long-time premier. The dramatic announcement by Naftali Bennett, leader of the small hardline Yamina party, set the stage for a series of steps that could push Netanyahu and his dominant Likud party into the opposition in the coming week. While Bennett and his new partners, headed by opposition leader Yair Lapid, still face some obstacles, the sides appeared to be serious about reaching a deal and ending the deadlock that has plunged the country into 4 elections in the past 2 years. It is my intention to do my utmost in order to form a national unity government along with my friend Yair Lapid, so that, God willing, together we can save the country from a tailspin and return Israel to its course, Bennett said. The pair have until Wednesday to complete a deal in which each is expected to serve 2 years as prime minister in a rotation deal, with Bennett holding the job first. Lapid's Yesh Atid party said negotiating teams were to meet later on Sunday. Bennett, a former top aide to Netanyahu, who has held senior cabinet posts, shares the prime minister's hardline ideology. He is a former leader of the West Bank settlement movement and heads a small party whose base includes religious and nationalist Jews. Yet he has had a strained and complicated relationship with his one-time mentor due to personal differences. Bennett said there was no feasible way after the deadlocked March 23 election to form a right-wing government favored by Netanyahu. He said another election would yield the same results and said it was time to end the cycle. A government like this will succeed only if we work together as a group, he said. He said everyone will need to postpone fulfilling part of their dreams. We will focus on what can be done instead of fighting all day on what is impossible. If Bennett and Lapid and their other partners can wrap up a deal, it would end, at least for the time being, the record-setting tenure of Netanyahu, the most dominant figure in Israeli politics over the past 3 decades. Netanyahu has served as prime minister for the past 12 years and also held an earlier term in the late 1990s. In his own televised statement, Netanyahu accused Bennett of betraying the Israeli right wing and urged nationalist politicians not to join what he called a leftist government. A government like this is a danger to the security of Israel and is also a danger to the future of the state, he said. Despite his electoral dominance, Netanyahu has become a polarizing figure since he was indicted on charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in late 2019. Each of the past 4 elections was seen as a referendum on Netanyahu's fitness to rule, and each ended in a deadlock. And tennis star Naomi Osaka was on Sunday threatened with disqualification from the French Open if she continues her media boycott, officials said. We have advised Naomi Osaka that should she continue to ignore her media obligations during the tournament, she would be exposing herself to possible further code of conduct infringement consequences, said a statement from the 4 Grand Slam tournaments. As might be expected, repeat violations attract tougher sanctions, including default from the tournament. World number 2 Osaka, 4-time Grand Slam title winner and the sport's highest-earning female athlete, was fined $15,000 on Sunday for refusing to hold a press conference after her opening win against Patricia Maria Tigg. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.